Ferrari has finally pulled the covers off the loose, which means the thing many tifosi quietly hoped would never happen is now sitting there in broad daylight wearing a prancing horse badge and four doors. And honestly, I can't decide whether it's deeply impressive or faintly absurd. Probably both. This is Ferrari's first fully electric production car. A 1,035 horsepower, four-motor EV weighing 260 kg, seating five people and riding on 24-inch rear wheels. Somewhere, an F40 owner just spilled Barolo on a beige cashmere jumper. The interesting thing is Ferrari hasn't tried to disguise what this is. There's no fake nostalgia exercise here. No attempt to make it resemble a Daytona or an F355. They've gone completely the other way and handed huge chunks of the design process to Love From, which is the design firm created by Joni Ive and Mark Nuzon after Apple. Yes, the iPhone bloke. And once someone tells you that, you can't unsee it. The Ferrari Loose has that slightly eerie consumer tech cleanliness modern industrial designers adore. Huge smooth surfaces, minimal interruptions, tiny details hidden inside bigger shapes. The whole thing looks as though somebody obsessed over the radius of every edge for 6 straight months while drinking sparkling water in a white room. From certain angles, it's genuinely handsome. The proportions are unusual for a Ferrari because there's no giant V12 dictating the shape, so the cabin sits further forward and the whole car has this very cab-forward stance. Massive wheels shoved right to the corners, tiny overhangs, huge glass house. Then your eyes drift toward the nose and things get strange. There's this enormous black aerodynamic blade stretching across the front end like a Dodge Charger Daytona after finishing a degree in architecture. The lighting graphics are incredibly slim and technical looking. Efficient, almost. Ferrari says the front and rear wings are floating aerodynamic elements, which sounds very lovely in a press release. But in person, I suspect people will spend most of their time squinting slightly and wondering what it reminds them of, because it doesn't immediately scream Ferrari. The rear probably gets closest. The roundish lighting signatures apparently reference the 360 Modena and 458 Italia, although I'd wager at least half the internet will mention Nissan Skyline within about 7 seconds. There's also a full hatchback rear opening with the glass integrated into the tailgate itself, which makes sense because wealthy people who buy 500K electric cars tend to carry things. Usually expensive things. And yes, the rear doors are rear hinged because apparently every ultra-luxury EV now requires one feature specifically designed for awkward arrivals outside hotels. The detail work is fascinating, though. Tiny little things. Ferrari has always understood theater better than almost anyone, and the Loose still leans heavily into that instinct. The key uses Gorilla Glass and e-ink technology because apparently even the key now needs firmware updates. Slotted into the dock, and the cabin glows Ferrari yellow during startup. There's also an actual overhead pull handle to activate launch mode because somebody at Ferrari clearly decided pressing a normal button felt too much like operating a microwave. Good. Cars need silliness, especially expensive ones. Inside, Ferrari resisted the temptation to bury every function inside one giant touchscreen, which immediately puts the Loose ahead of half the industry. There are physical switches and toggles mixed with OLED displays developed specifically for the car. The steering wheel itself is machined from recycled aluminum and works with a moving binnacle that follows the wheel adjustment, so the important information always stays directly in your line of sight. That sounds exactly like the sort of thing engineers spend 4 years developing only for owners to leave the wheel in one position forever. Still clever, though. There's also a 21-speaker, 3,000-watt sound system because silence terrifies modern car makers almost as much as emissions legislation. Massage seats. Rear passenger controls. Enough luxury kit to make a Range Rover owner feel vaguely insecure. Then you arrive at the numbers. Four electric motors derived from the F80. Combined output of 1,035 horsepower. 0-100 km/h in 2.5 seconds. A 122 kWh battery pack, sitting within an 800-volt electrical architecture, capable of charging at up to 350 kW Ferrari, says you can recover 70 kWh in 20 minutes if you find a charger powerful enough and currently unoccupied by a man in a taken reading emails. The battery itself acts as a stressed structural component, increasing bending rigidity by 25% and torsional rigidity by 35% over previous four-door Ferrari applications. Which is engineering speak for, yes, we know it's very heavy, so we've tried to make it feel less heavy. And that's really the entire challenge here, because 260 kg is colossal. There's no dancing around it. That's properly enormous mass for something wearing a Ferrari badge. An SF90 already feels like a large car when you really start leaning on it across a difficult road. This thing weighs roughly the same as a small detached house in Gloucestershire. Ferrari says the low-mounted battery pack, torque vectoring, and four-motor layout give responses comparable to a car around 400 kg lighter, which sounds ambitious. Then again, Ferrari engineers rarely deal in modest claims. The interesting bit is how self-aware they seem about preserving emotional engagement. Most EV performance cars still feel like appliances trying desperately to cosplay as sports cars. Huge acceleration. Weird silence. Fake noises pumped through speakers. A sort of digital aggression. Ferrari's approach sounds nerdier and slightly more believable. Instead of synthesizing fake engine sounds, the Luce uses a precision accelerometer mounted inside the rear axle, housing to capture real vibrations from the motors and rotating components. Ferrari then filters and amplifies those vibrations, like an electric guitar, to create something they insist is authentic and functional rather than artificial. Which either sounds brilliantly obsessive or completely insane, depending on your tolerance for Italian engineering philosophy. Apparently, there's also a torque shift engagement system, specifically tuned to recreate the sensation of engine braking and load transfer you'd normally associate with a combustion sports car. That bit interests me more than the power figure, honestly. EV acceleration stopped being shocking years ago. Emotional nuance remains the difficult part. And Ferrari absolutely knows it. Because nobody spends over €520,000 on a Ferrari purely for transport. You buy one because it does something to you. The best Ferraris always feel slightly alive beneath you, slightly temperamental. They fizz and chatter and move around. There's texture in the controls, tiny vibrations through the seat base, mechanical nonsense everywhere. An electric Ferrari has to somehow preserve that while weighing nearly 2.5 tons and carrying enough battery capacity to power a village. European order books open later this year. American buyers wait until Q2 of 2027, which gives Ferrari plenty of time to decide how much extra to charge for carbon fiber cup holders and historic paint colors inspired by racing cars nobody under 60 remembers.